This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Fattening up the milk check with Dr. Thomas Overton, director of the Pro Dairy Program at Cornell. As we look at feed costs rising, dairy farmers are looking for ways to leverage a profit for their cows. Overton says a big part of that is components.
It's really easy to get caught up and be very cost-centric, but we also have to remember that milk price and the value of components is high and projected to be high, so we still need to keep our eye on, you know, what is that really return on investment for our feeding program? So what is that income or feed cost? And so when we define IOFC, you know, we're really looking at milk income minus feed cost. One of the reasons we like this is at Cornell, we have something called the Dairy Farm Business Summary, which is a comprehensive business management or business analysis program that really does full financials on at the farm level. And year in and year out, this one metric accounts for about half the variability in farm profitability. Okay, now you got to be a little careful and not make too much of it because everything else accounts for the other half, right? So labor and capital investment and all these other things, you know, those account for lots of other parts of the variability. But, you know, clearly income over feed costs, cash left over after you paid the feed bill or an account for crop expenses is certainly going to be hugely linked to cash flow at the dairy farm itself.
Comments from Dr. Thomas Overton, director of the Pro Dairy Program at Cornell. And as farmers now look ahead to summer months, what should we be focusing on now?
A couple of things. I think one is probably making sure they understand their forages, make sure they understand fermentability of starch in their corn, you know, corn silage, corn products. You know, I think it's a time when they could consider, you know, dialing back on, you know, some of the, you know, linoleic acid, right? If there's ability to tweak some diets a little bit to try to take some of the other risk factors or at least decrease some of those, right? You know, that might be decreasing some distillers, for example, right? Just as one example, you know, might mean for a farm that's got its own whole roasted beans, let's take that from 5 pounds to 4 pounds and see if we can pull protein in elsewise. So I think there's subtle ways to maybe decrease some risk there. I think the other thing is it's always a good time to double down on just how tight's our feeding management at the farm level and make sure that we're not introducing variation in what's going into these cows every day. And so, you know, it comes back also to the farm level and how can we just make sure we're tight as we can be. When commodity prices are high, just the better we can do at the farm level with our forages, our homegrown feeds, you know, those really pay dividends in years like what we're going to see.
So as we look at feed costs rising and dairy farmers looking for new ways to leverage a profit for their cows.
You know, milk component yields are definitely drivers for maximizing our feed costs. Lots of things affect components. I think we do have much better ways. We've learned a lot in terms of how to troubleshoot low milk fat. We can certainly optimize protein, amino acids, and nutrition to improve milk protein yields, increase efficient nitrogen use, and get more margin that way. And we do have like a new milk analytics that are helping us identify maybe some opportunities for better cow rumen function.
Again, Dr. Thomas Overton, director of the Pro Dairy Program at Cornell.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
The latest Consumer Price Index shows no slowdown in food price increases.
During the height of the pandemic, food price inflation was mainly being fueled by higher prices for meats because of supply and demand disruptions. But
we can't say that now.
No, Agriculture Department economist Matt McLaughlin's comments after seeing Friday's Consumer Price Index. It says food shoppers at grocery stores saw food prices rise in May by 1.3%, taking them 12% above May a year ago, with just about every food, not just meat, costing a lot more. And so
we're having to take a more comprehensive perspective on what the drivers of food price inflation are.
Some of those include continued high consumer demand.
And then input costs are just changing. It's no secret that energy prices are up this year significantly. Some of those price increases preceded the Ukrainian conflict, but certainly have been exacerbated by that event. And commodity prices, things like corn, wheat, and soy are quite expensive right now, too.
Plus, bird flu is reducing poultry flocks. Labor costs are rising, all helping push food price hikes to 40-year highs. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com.